He that overcometh shall inherit all things. Mm-hmm. All things?
Yes, Lord.
All things.
Mercy, Lord.
People kill for a few dollars.
That's right.
People do everything, every kind of a crime to get a hold of a little bit of dope.
Uh-huh.
If they only knew what they could have.
Yeah.
For all things.
Wow.
Yeah. Jeez.
Amen. He that overcometh shall inherit all things.
Yes.
I like what Brother Tommy stopped there. He said, talking about overcometh. Brother Pittman brought that out one time.
Yeah.
You know, if once in grace, always in grace was correct, you wouldn't have to overcome nothing.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
There wouldn't be no overcoming.
Right.
You just get saved and we'll do whatever you want to. That's what they say you can do. But this would be incorrect.
Come on,
if that was so.
Yeah.
You've got to overcome.
Right.
You've got to put forth an effort.
Yes. Really?
Amen.
Yeah.
God's grace is real. It'll help you, but we've got to do, amen, some things.
Right.
He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I'll be his God. He shall be my son.
Amen.
Of course, that goes for daughters, too. Amen. You can be seated. That's our scripture reading tonight. I'm telling you what.
Thank you, Lord.
The Bible teaches, thank God, that our inheritance is going to be out of this world. Amen. You've heard that term, out of this world.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. My retirement is out of this world. My inheritance is out of this world. Praise God. I'm going to try to preach just a few minutes tonight on we've got too much to gain to lose.
Right.
Yes, sir.
There's too much to gain to lose tonight. Too much to gain to let the devil win.
Right.
Right.
We've got too much to gain, amen, to lose our soul.
Right.
We've got too much, amen, ahead of us.
Jesus.
We've got too much before us. God's promises are real.
Yeah.
God's promises are right.
Yeah.
God's promises are true. And there's great things ahead of us.
Right.
Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, he said it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when he does appear, we'll be like him.
Yeah.
For we shall see him as he is. I'm telling you, amen, what a promise. It'll be worth every trial. It'll be worth every tear. It'll be worth every heartache. It'll be worth everything, amen, that we go through down here. Because this is a temporary place. This is a temporary time. This is not forever. This is not eternity right here. But thank God, amen, we're going to a better place. A place where there ain't no more death. A place where there ain't no more pain. A place where there ain't no more sickness. A place where there ain't no more out of my eye. There ain't no more cancers. There ain't no more heart disease. We've got too much to gain to lose today. Oh, praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Look at the promises of God, even in this life. Amen. God's promised, amen, peace that passes understanding.
That's right.
Amen. I'm telling you, who was it? Somebody talking about having some pains. Man, oh man, I have chest pains all the time. I've had them for years. Amen. I was going down the road, amen, and Brother John Gabbard, amen, in a pickup truck, amen, the great prophet of God. He simply looks over. He don't make no big deal of it. He don't elaborate. He simply said, I saw the Lord give you a new lease on life. Amen. Then he went on talking about the trees or something. I thought, hey, wait a minute. Back up, amen. Tell me some more about that. That was years ago. Amen. The old cardiologist, just a little bit after that, he said, you're going to die and you cannot live. I thought, no, I'm going to live and I cannot die because of God. You know, that may have troubled me. That may have bothered me. That may, amen, have shook me up if I hadn't had a previous word from God.
That's right.
Well, glory be to God.
Praise God.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But I say we can rest in the promises of God.
Right.
We can rest in the power of God, Brother George.
Amen.
God can do anything. nothing too hard for God. Amen. But I'll tell you, I don't want to rest totally in this life. I don't want to be contented here. I don't want my joy to be on this side anyway. I want to lay up treasures over yonder. I want to lay up, amen, my labors over yonder, because I know I'm just here for a short time anyway.
That's right.
That's right. Yes.
Paul the Apostle said, I count not my life dear to myself.
Right. Right.
That's right.
Right.
I don't count my life dear to myself. I don't count this life as a big deal. That's what he was saying.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
I've seen people, Brother George, supposed to be homeless preachers.
Yeah.
And they get sick, they go into some kind of frenzy. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, I'm dying. So what?
Let's go. Yes.
I'm telling you, I've lived with it for years. Amen.
Come on. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, bro.
Preached all over the country. Amen.
Right.
And that old sentence over, we've all got it. You don't know if you'll get home tonight. We don't know.
Right, bro.
We don't know.
Right.
Amen. We've got to have our victory over yonder. To know where our treasure's laid up. We've got to have, amen, joy. Thank God over there. That's where the hope is. That's where life is. That's where peace really is. Oh, amen. We've got too much to gain tonight to look back. We've got too much ahead of us. Thank God to look back. The Lord said, I'll never leave thee. I'll never forsake thee. I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. I'm telling you, there's goodness in Jesus. Amen. Oh, praise God. This is hope. Amen. That the world don't have.
Right.
That's right.
Peace that the world don't have. Amen. Right here, we can have it if our hope is over there. Also, right. I count not my life dear to myself, that I might finish my course with joy.
Joy.
Yes.
Come on. Yes.
Now, if he was all wrapped up in right now, he couldn't have no joy.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. Because anything could happen here.
Sure.
Especially the way he lived. His life was in jeopardy all the time.
Right.
He was getting beat on all the time.
Yeah.
He was imprisoned all the time. Amen. He'd be in a Philippian jailhouse somewhere and be a worshiping God and a singing and praising God.
All right.
He'd be in a Roman jail and he might write down something like, amen, I can do all things.
Yeah.
Oh, praise God. Amen. He'd be facing execution and he said, my departure, the time of my departure is now at hand. Amen. But he wasn't worried about it. He wasn't crying about it. He wasn't fretting over it. Praise God. He knew. Amen. He said, I'm torn between two. Amen. I'm in a strait between two. Whether to go or whether to stay. He said, to stay is convenient for you, but to go is far better. He said, it's far better. But I go on. Amen. I'll tell you, if you get a hold of that, what can the devil do with you then?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You got too much to gain.
Oh, yeah.
To lose. Amen.
Wow.
I've got a hope. Amen. Yes. Of the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Right.
I'm telling you, Jesus painted a picture there. He said they're going to come from the east. Amen. They're going to come from the west. They're going to come from the north, and they're going to come from the south,
right.
And they're going to sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Amen. We're going to sit down, amen, with the patriarchs.
Yeah.
We're going to sit down with the prophets. We're going to sit down with the apostles. We're going to sit down with Jesus himself. Glory, glory, glory. He's going to gird himself. He's going to wait on that great table himself. We're going to sit down with our loved ones that have gone on before. Amen. You talk about a reunion. You're be reunited. You talk about, amen, a shindig. This world ain't never seen nothing like it. Amen.
That's right.
I've got too much to gain to lose.
Yes,
too much, amen. Oh, over yonder. I mean too much right now and too much over there. If we really got it right now, do you know the Bible said that if we believe in him, he or she, he that believeth on me hath eternal life.
Right.
He that believeth on me hath
eternal.
I'm not going to have it.
Right.
I've already got it.
Yes.
I've already been born again.
Yeah.
Right. I've already been saved.
That's right.
I've already been blood bought.
Yeah.
I have eternal life. Yeah. Praise God. One time I was done Brother Tommy, I thought a huge study. Brother George, I did. I tried. I studied for hours. I studied everything I could find. And I was trying to preach on just the depth of eternal life. Trying to preach on eternal life. I preached it, Brother Travis, 25 or 30 minutes probably, maybe 35. Hey, when I got done, hey, man, Bert or somebody gave a message in tongues and God used me to interpret. Now, after I'd preached that and studied that and done all that, and the Holy Ghost said more in just a sentence or two, then I've said that whole message. The Lord said, if you have my spirit, you have eternal life.
Right. Right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise God.
Yeah.
If you have my spirit, you have eternal life in you. My goodness, I thought, praise God. What a revelation. Amen. That really, that was profound. That is eternal life. No wonder, you know what the Bible said? Eternal life is to know him. If you know him, you have eternal life. I'm telling you, I've got too much to gain to look back now. I've got too much to gain to quit now. I've got too much to gain to give up now. I've got too much to gain to give up now. Glory be God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Well, glory.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Too much ahead.
Yeah. Right.
Too much ahead.
Too much
ahead. Too much praise God out yonder.
Yeah.
It's real.
Real.
I said it's real. Brother George, it's real. You know what it is? When we feel that witness, that the third person of the Godhead, that the witness of Jesus died and he rose on the third day and the Comforter had been sent back, praise God, to us to give us the verification, to give us the witness. It's all true.
Yes, Lord.
It's all true. Amen.
Yes.
We've got the witness. We've got the verification. We've got the proof. We've got the evidence.
Right.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because we've got the earnest of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Amen. The earnest of the Spirit.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The greatest that you've ever felt.
That's right. Amen.
The most power of God that you've ever felt.
Thank you, Lord.
It's just a little bit.
That's right.
Of what we're going to feel, Brother Tom. Just a little bit.
Hallelujah.
It's just a down payment.
Just a down payment.
It's just the earnest.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit compared to what's coming.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he lama high. I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to that marriage supper. They put on great big dinners, amen, in the White House. They put on great big, amen, showcase, amen, banquets over there, amen, in England with the royalty, the queen, the king, and all them, amen. But I'll tell you, they're not going to be a spot, amen. They're not going to be a spot in the ocean compared to where we're going. Maybe compared to what the Lord has in store for us after a while. My goodness, amen. We got to make it. I said we got to make it. We got to make it. We got to make it. We got to go on. Amen.
Yes.
Praise Praise God. Can you imagine after, probably before that actually, really be the beam of judgment? Some people think that'll be right in the sky before we ever really get, amen, to glory. The beam of judgment.
Yeah.
The judgment seat of Christ.
Right. Wow. Right.
Only for the saints. No sinners there whatsoever.
No, sir.
Right. Not one lost person will be there. It'll be exclusively for the children of God.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Do you know the word bema translates and means reward? Mm-hmm. Right. It's a judgment of rewards. Right. Now, there will be some that'll lose a lot of rewards. Amen. Because they've been probably deceived somewhat in things, but they believed enough. The blood, right. Amen, like I said, crucifixion, death, resurrection of Christ. But there's going to be some that's going to lose some things.
Yeah.
There's going to be that that blessing. Can you imagine? Can you imagine all the saints of all time gathered around the throne and the Apostle Paul gets called up? Amen. The Apostle Paul gets called forward to receive, amen, his reward. And we're all standing there. And we're all rejoicing. And we're all worshiping. Amen. Then here comes the man Moses. Amen. Then there's Abraham. Oh, then there's Peter, James, and John. I'm telling you, it's going to be a time. Yeah. It's going to be a time. Then we'll see our loved ones. Then we'll see, amen, the preachers that have helped our souls. I can just imagine some of the greats that I've known. I've sat where Leon Buzzard put me in heavenly places. Put me kayata mokosatai. I've sat where Brother Ralph Horton has preached heaven down to me. Amen. At bond camp meeting when Brother Sutherland would get a hold of heaven and pull it down to where I could get to it. Oh, God, it on my kashatai. I'm telling you, we've got too much ahead of us. We've got too much before us. We've got too much to gain to lose.
That's exactly right.
Would you worship him in his house? I tell you, we ought to worship him. Amen. We ought to worship him. He's here. The Spirit is here. The Lord is here. Yea, thus saith the Lord, I see thine hearts, I see the heaviness, yea, I see the sorrow, but I say unto thee, hold fast, I say, prove faithful, yea, I say unto thee, I shall turn thy sorrow into joy, if ye shall hold on to I the Lord. I say unto thee, support your leader, saith the Lord. Get behind him. Bless him. Help him. Yea, I say unto thee, I will bless thee, saith God. Oh, glory. Would you praise him? Would you praise him in his house? Oh, the Lord is here. The Lord is here.
Praise you, Lord.
Glory.
Praise
you. Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I'm telling you, the Lord, amen, has given us too much ahead to look back.
Yes.
There's too much before us to look behind. Amen. I could go on with more of that, but I'll tell you, I'm going to finish it up here in just a few minutes by saying this.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We've got too much to lose.
Lord.
To lose.
That's the truth.
Not only do we have too much to gain to lose, we've got too much to lose. To lose.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I'd hate, with everything in me, I'd hate to know. Brother George, that the Lord had come back and I was left here. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd hate to know I was 5 seconds on the other side of the rapture.
Come on, right.
The Lord's coming.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Come on.
Do you have your heart pure?
Oh,
is your heart clean?
Jesus.
Is your heart clean with the Lord today? I'll tell you, there ain't going to be no time to get ready.
Right.
You've got to be ready.
Right.
Yeah.
You've got to stay ready.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You can't get ready. Right. Won't be, amen, no time for repenting. Won't be no time to call somebody. Amen. And ask for forgiveness or apologize.
No.
We've got to be ready.
Right.
He's coming. He's coming. He's coming.
Yes.
He knows, amen, where we're at tonight. There's too much to lose Amen.
Right.
I want to be here when the old Antichrist, amen, is a rule in that part of the world over there.
That's right.
Amen. And running things. I don't want to be here. Amen. When God's pouring out the plagues, the Bible said He's going to turn the sun up so much, it's going to scorch men. They'll be blistered from head to toe. They'll have sores and boils on them, painful sores. And the Bible said they'll shake their fists at God. They'll curse the very God of heaven, and they will not repent. Oh, we've got too much to lose. I don't want to be here during that time. I don't want to see those things. Hell, amen, stones are falling out of the sky that weigh 100 pounds apiece. Amen. Well, I don't want to see that. I don't want to experience the wrath of God.
Oh, Lord.
That's what the Lord said. That's what the Bible teaches.
Uh-huh.
Right.
He's coming in fury.
Yes.
Yes.
God's got this earth in crosshairs right now.
Yes.
He does.
Man. I believe.
If we don't do right, we'll be left here.
Yeah.
We'll be left here for that.
Hallelujah.
And that ain't the worst part. You'll go to the judgment of God only for sinners.
That's right.
Only for the lost. Won't be one saved person there.
Right.
It'll just be sinners.
Right.
And they will experience the most horrific, terrible moment of any human being's life.
That's right.
When they experience the second death.
That's right.
The Bible only mentions the second death in the book of Revelation.
Right.
They mention nowhere else. But it'll be that moment when God says, bind them hand and foot, cast them in the outer darkness.
Yes.
These sissy preachers today, they want to carry on with this stuff. Oh, hell, the worst part of hell is separation from God. They try their best to circumvent hell.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you, the rich man didn't say, just miss God. So
come
bad.
Wrong.
His complaint was, I'm tormented this flame.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Come on,
right.
And we get on their narrative sometimes and act like we try to defend what they're saying. Oh, well, God won't throw nobody into hell. Good loving God. Well, He don't. We put ourselves in there. God will throw you into hell.
That's right.
That's
right.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Come on.
If you go before God as a sinner, He'll throw you into hell.
Yes, He will.
Right.
He won't dirty His own hands, but He'll tell the angels, throw them into hell.
Throw them
right.
Behind them here.
Right.
Throw them into the lake of fire.
Yes.
Right.
got too much to lose tonight, don't we? God's here tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I know I could beat it down. Amen. Preaching on judgment, but there's too much to lose.
Right.
We got to make it no matter what. That's what I'm saying. No matter what the cost. No matter what we got to do. No matter what we got to not do. No matter what we got to give up. No matter what we got to put on. No matter what, we've got to make it.
Right. Exactly right.
Let's stand. God bless you. Right. I appreciate being here.
Be good, God.
Appreciate being here.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. It's been said tonight, but keep Brother Jason, his family, in her prayers.
Yes, sir.
Let's pray for Reese. I'd love to see God just instantly do it.
Amen, bro.
I'd love to see him instantly do it.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Just every bit of it.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. He's able.
Yes, amen.
He's
able. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Holy God.
I saw Sister Melissa standing at an altar. Stage 4 lung cancer, death sentence, right in the middle of chemotherapy treatments. And God healed her instantly. She went back and they took her off all the treatments. Had a shunt. I mean everything. A port. I mean dead practically. Just as good as dead. Brother Gabbard said, I saw a long black car following her. I thought, oh no. He said, then I saw it make a U-turn and go the other way.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'll tell you what. Her and Brother Todd, when the Lord gets moving a little bit in Vanceburg, they're in the aisles shouting. She's a running around that church. She stood up maybe last night and said, I'm glad to be saved. I'm glad for Jesus. I'm glad for what he done for me. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Let's pray tonight. God bless you.
Every step that I take, every that I make, and every tune.